Welcome to another episode of the Empowered Midlife. I'm Dr. T, your host, and I am here with one of my very, very dear friends, Dr. St. Clair. But to me, she's Dr. Sainty. So welcome to the Empowered Midlife.
Wow, what an honor. Thank you, Dr. T. I'm so privileged. What a joy to be here today and hang out with you. Thank you.
Well, today we are just going to do what we always do, girlfriend talk.
That's right.
That's it?
That's right.
To talk about some things that are near and dear to both of our hearts. Menopause, midlife, mindset, and the way you and I met. Y'all check this out. This is how we met. I get this random DM.
My.
And she says, I need you. And I went, wait, what? Do I know you? So she leaves her phone number and I call her. And it was like two old friends from that moment forward. And she said, I want to go through your coaching program. And she did. She went through the coaching program and actually signed up for more sessions we finished. And listen, she has taken off since that program. But I want the people to know how you got started, because of course they can hear this beautiful accent. Yeah. So tell the people where you're from, Dr. Sainty.
No worries. So I'm originally from Kenya, born and raised in Nairobi, and I migrated to the U.S. 20-something years ago. But yeah, that's where I'm from, East Africa, all the way.
All the way from East
Africa. To Albany, Georgia.
Albany, Georgia. Like you specifically said, I'm going to land in Albany, Georgia.
I didn't even know Albany existed. I moved to the U.S. to Atlanta, Georgia, and I started college, and I went to medical school, came back for a postgraduate training residency, and I was posted in Albany at Phoebe. And I was like, where is that?
Right.
And they were like, oh, it's 3 hours from Atlanta. And I'm like, oh, okay. So that's how I got to Albany. And, you know, the plan was to leave when I was done. Mm-hmm. And 13 years later?
13? Wow.
Still here.
But your life had a very different trajectory when we first started.
Yes.
You were working very, very hard.
What you say?
Yes. Working very, very hard. And I think it was probably maybe session number 3 in the coaching program that literally a switch.
Absolutely.
Changed everything for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about that switch. Because for even for me as your coach, when I had that conversation with you, I went, wait, what?
Yeah. You were like, what are you doing?
Yes.
Like, yes, I am doing that. You know, it was amazing because I was at a point personally, professionally, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And I don't know if it comes with after you turn 40 or for some women, they get that midlife crisis even before they're 40. The point is, we all get to that point where there's some shift. I say it's like a shift in the atmosphere in your internal system. Something just shifts. And I wasn't really sure what I needed, but I just knew I felt off. You know, I'm just now 40 and I'm plugging away. All of a sudden, a profession that I love so dearly is getting crunchy. Is getting uncomfortable.
She said crunchy.
You know, and I'm raising my daughter by myself, and I'm like, what's going on over here? I want to be more present. What does that even look like?
And you have a young daughter.
And I have a young daughter. She just turned 7. We don't have any family here. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, no, something has to change. But I don't even know what that is. Right. Circles are changing. Your mind is changing. Mm-hmm. And you're just feeling the word was off. Yeah. And I was like, I need somebody. And I was like, I need Dr. T. That's how I even reached out. And I know you remember, I didn't even know what I needed. I thought it was more to plow through like life changes, divorce, single motherhood, healing. And I was like, yeah, I think that's what it is. And I remember our first conversation, it was like talking to someone I've known my whole life. But I remember this clearly. You were like, oh, okay. In your voice, it's like you were like, this is what she thinks she needs, but this is not even half of what she thinks she needs. Mm-mm. And I was like, okay, but you're right. That's what it started off. Help me navigate these emotions. Help me navigate and finish through my healing. I want to be whole. I want to be present.
Right.
My career was not even a conversation.
It was not.
Until session 3.
Listen, y'all, we didn't even talk about her career until session 3 when she dropped the bomb on me.
My God. And so as we started debunking and we started walking through you know, your amazing coaching curriculum, which really puts the whole itinerary to the person. Because I remember, you know, I'm so detail oriented and I follow instructions. That's just me. I'm like, okay, tell me what I'm supposed to do. And when is this assignment due? And Dr. T is like, no, we actually go your pace. And whatever you need is what we're going to do. And I was like, this is different. And so I started plugging along and trotting through. And somewhere by second to the third session, my whole mind shifted.
It was a total shift.
And all of a sudden, whatever I thought was an issue was not even an issue. And your whole approach just helped me look at what is really at the core of everything. And it was my career. This cherished passion of mine, this thing that was never an issue. I've been doing the same thing, practicing as a physician in primary care for 13, 14 years, something I loved. And just by following the process, I was able to see all of a sudden, this is actually no longer serving you. And I was like, oh boy, I don't even know what to do with that.
And that was the thing. When you had that session with me, you were so crystal clear about knowing what was no longer serving you. You were crystal clear about that. And what the beauty of it was that it was not anything I told you. You did the work. And you sat with yourself. And that was the thing, because the first session was really all about self-care. And people, when people go through the coaching program, they sit there and they go, self-care, I know how to get my nails done, get my hair done. I know how to go get a massage. I know how to kick my feet up and relax. No. Self-care is so much more than that. And you did the work with the self-care.
Absolutely.
And you were so, and to this day, to this day, y'all, she had a mantra. This is so funny. She had a mantra that you started was what? Was it session like 3, 4, something like that?
I think by session 3.
Yeah.
Concretely session 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her mantra is, oh, okay.
And I took that and I ran with it. It showed up in every area of my life. I learned how to just be like, oh, okay. Not everything is a battle. Not everything needs a response. In fact, you're just going to have to take my oh, okay, and make it whatever you need it to be. But for me, that's all I'm giving.
It was so wonderful to watch you recognize how people pleasing had gotten you to the space where you were. That crunchy career. That crunchy career was actually the result of you being a people pleaser. And you recognized it early on. As we continued to do the work together, you were able to trace back to the point to where people pleasing actually started for you.
Absolutely.
And being able to say, that's where it started, but this is how it's going to end. So you were 13 years in. To be 13. A primary care physician.
Primary care. This was the end of the boat, the end of the ship, the end of the sail. You know, after this is retirement. That's what I thought. And I was just like, okay, we're just going to trot along. And then I get into your amazing coaching program. And my mind decides to flourish and thrive and heal. And all of a sudden, it's like a veil was lifted. And I started analyzing and reanalyzing everything. And I'm like, this has worked for 13 years, but it's no longer working. And then I went into this little zone of struggle. Like, okay, what am I saying to myself? Is medicine no longer what I'm called to? And this is where my faith had to step in. Because when all these changes were coming along, and as I was working with you through the program, I was intently praying, because that's a big deal for me. I was seeking the Lord on my purpose, seeking the Lord on what are we doing. You don't just give me my purpose and take it away. Like, God, that's not what you do. So did I pick the wrong career? And after much prayer, reading the word, and just you know, thinking, internalizing, the Lord is like, no, this is what I've called you to do, but we're going to do it differently.
You have done it differently. You have done it differently. What I loved about it was that you weren't just a primary care physician. So y'all, here is a young 40. She just got into midlife.
Yes, I did.
She just got here. The rest of us were seasoned. She just got here. But she was able to recognize that the pace you were going.
Yes.
was not something you could sustain.
Absolutely.
Because you were working full time. Mm-hmm. You had a 6-year-old at the time. Mm-hmm. You were working two or three different.
Okay.
But it was still a lot for you.
Yes.
And you thought that's how you had to show
up. That's right.
But there was a point where you recognized that even with those part times, mm-hmm. it still wasn't fulfilling to you.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Talk about what you felt like was missing.
Control. Control and flexibility. I remember I didn't even know what those words meant because I thought in my full-time job, I thought me being a physician and being able to say, I'm going to my daughter's school for a program, cut off my schedule. Mm-hmm. I can't be here this day because something's going on because I revolve my work. I make sure that I'm a present mother. That's the biggest thing. I always say motherhood is my first ministry, the most important thing. Right. Everything else follows. So I say I'm always a child of God. I'm a mother. Then I'm a physician. Mm-hmm. And in that order. Uh-huh. And so I thought being able to leave work when I need to was a perk.
Right.
That is not a perk. It's a bondage in disguise of a perk. Ooh. Because
wait, she just skated over that. She said it was a bondage for you.
It was a bondage.
Wow.
It was a bondage disguised as a privilege or a perk.
Wow.
Until you got to come back from whatever you had to go do and you have 10,000 things waiting for you to address.
Yeah.
And nothing has stopped. Nothing is waiting for you to regroup, refresh. Mm-hmm. It's just pick up where you left off. Mm-hmm. So what happens is you're paying for trying to be present for your child. Or your family, in my case, my daughter. Mm-hmm. And that was non-negotiable. Right. So I would still have to show up in what I needed to show up for her. Mm-hmm. But then I come back and pay for it. Mm-hmm. So while I was working in our program with you, I was like, wait a second. This ain't nothing to write home about. This is not a perk at all.
Wow.
And that was my turning point. You're just burnt out, but in a different way.
Yeah. You disguised it very well.
Very well.
Yeah. And I think it was shortly after that session, you said, okay, we're going on vacation.
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah, you all went on vacation. And here's what was so funny while you were on vacation. You unplugged from the Matrix.
I sure did. I sure did. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'll be gone 4 or 5 days. Uh-huh. I'll call whoever if y'all need anything. Yeah, I'll be talking to you on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm unreachable.
Yeah.
And that
was the first time?
First time ever.
Wow.
First time. Except when I leave and go outside the country and then there's no choice.
Right.
But you know, domestic right here, I was like, no, this is time for me and my baby girl.
Yeah.
And no, I'm disconnecting.
Yeah.
And boy, you know how I sounded when I came back.
Yeah, you sounded like a completely different person. I was like, okay, what do you do with Dr. Santi? And is the baby okay?
Yes. It was a mental unplug, emotional unplug. Like I didn't just leave work physically.
Right.
I left all, not just one.
Right.
All my roles completely.
Yes.
And boy, oh boy.
Yes.
Yeah. It was the start of a lot to come.
It was. Yes. It was. And it was so freeing to see you be free.
Yes.
That was the thing. For me as your coach, I was like, look at her soar. Mm-hmm. I could not have asked for more and wanted more for you.
Yes.
But you did the work.
Yes.
And by the end, you had a very concrete plan of what you wanted your future to look like.
Right.
So let's fast forward.
Yes.
How's it looking?
Oh, my gosh. Freedom. Can I hear freedom?
Freedom
again. So the thing with when you get to that aha moment is you can't sit on that. Mm. When the momentum has been built to get you to the mountaintop and you're like, aha, up there, you can sit there. A lot of people tend to go up and sit there.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, when this blaze is blazing, I'm flaming through. I was like, I don't know what's going on, but I love the energy. I love the clarity. I love the strength. Mm-hmm. I love how I'm feeling in this space, and I'm not going to lose this momentum. So any decision, any move that needs to be made prayerfully is happening in this moment. And that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
So that's why I came back and I was like, okay, Dr. D, well, yeah, I'm making some changes in my job. I'm going to be transitioning to something different. And I remember you just looked at me like.
You did.
And I did.
You did.
Yes.
And you came up with this beautiful plan.
Yes.
I remember thinking to myself, I don't remember if it was during our intake or during that first session, but I said to you,
you sure this is the type of doctor you want to be?
For a session. Yeah, you called that. And I was like, of course it is. I'm not even here to talk about my career. Yeah, let's talk about this other stuff that has happened in my life.
You did. You shut me down.
Yeah, I was like, no, that's not, doctor, that is the most solid, the most undramatic part of my life. Mm-hmm. My career is fine. Mm-hmm. Well, it ended up being the one that needed to be shifted.
Yes.
Yes.
And it was the one that you were really able to hold on to that helped change the way you even showed up with your family.
Absolutely.
Significant other people in your lives.
Yes.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that.
You introduced no boundaries to me. That was a concept. Yeah. I had none.
Yeah,
I didn't even know what boundaries were.
Yeah.
You're telling me, we got to work on boundaries, healthy boundaries. But what do you mean? Mm-hmm. What do you mean boundaries?
Yeah.
And just to be able to start doing things that serve me, my mind had a shift from feeling like when you are trying to do self-serving things, it's not selfish. You taught me how to see that as a way to be able in turn to show up 100% for those who need you to show up.
Yeah.
I missed that part. I used to think, well, it can't just be about me. I can't just make it about me. And you taught me, yes, it can and it should be about you because you can't show up any other way.
Right.
And so that completely took over. And once I started realizing I got to make changes in my career, I got to start actually aligning my purpose. I thought I was doing my purpose in my career. I wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm just starting that now.
She says she is just starting that now.
I'm just starting that now.
Love it. Love it.
It's mind-blowing.
Is it really?
Yes.
So do you feel like doors are starting to open now that were not open before?
Like never before.
Really?
Yes. Opportunities. It's like everything now is kind of aligning. And when you get in touch with your true self, like who God has called you to be.
Yeah.
There is no limit. Like now you don't have to, I'm not chasing anything. I didn't even know how the road would look.
Right.
I said, Lord, I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is you're finally aligning my purpose and my career together.
Yeah.
That's such a peaceful, fulfilling place.
Yeah.
And I said, you guide the way. So even when I knew I'm transitioning out of my full-time job and I'm like, okay, this is how I'm going to be practicing medicine. I knew I'm not coming out of medicine. He's just going to give me a whole new approach that allows me to show up as he has called me to show up.
Awesome.
And I'm just like, you know what? I need to do this. This is what I need to be doing.
And you're everywhere. Now you have created your own platform where you are supporting and helping us.
Yes. So, oh my God, Dr. T, I don't even know where to start. But yes, so I still get to be my physician self, but now without any boundaries.
Yes.
And now my faith, which is my cornerstone, gets to be at the forefront anytime.
Oh, I love it.
And so now I don't have to feel hidden or feel bad when my patients come in thinking they need a medicine. I'm like, girl, what you need is a prayer, a hug, and a deep prayer. And let's quote some scriptures together. Or maybe I need to guide you on some holistic approaches, some herbs, some supplements. Like now it's unrestricted.
Yes.
And the Lord gets to show up for anybody who comes my way, however he wants to show up.
I love it.
So it's become a ministry inside of my profession.
Wow.
And you can't work for anybody to pull that off.
I love it.
You got to do your own thing.
I love it.
Yes.
So you are actually praying with your clients.
Were
your patients.
Yes.
You're actually praying with them.
You're
guiding them, showing them how we use natural supplements.
Yes.
To manage our health at this point.
Yes.
So you went from being a conventional doctor prescribing. Your ink pad was probably just
robotic. You know, it was so reflexive. You hear the symptom. That's what we're trained. You hear the symptom. You already know what guideline does it say. This person has this. Okay, what does the guideline tell me? It's so robotic. It's no longer even a thought process. They guide us to know what to do, when to do it. And there's a place for that, but we've outdone ourselves. And I started feeling that discomfort a couple years ago. This is how it started. And the Lord started making me feel very conscious about certain medications being prescribed. You know, so not everybody needs a sleep aid. They need some teaching on sleep hygiene.
Yes.
Let's talk about what's stressing them.
A sleep ritual.
Are they going through a divorce? Is there something going on with kids? Is your job stressful? I can give you a sleep aid all day. But if the core and the source
is not addressed and dealt with, right, you're going to be on your sleep aid for the rest of your life.
Right. Now you're talking my language right now.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And so I started being hesitant. So it started slow as me kind of retracting from some and really pushing my patients to consider, you don't need a medication.
Yeah.
Maybe you need therapy.
Yeah.
Let's pray. You know, maybe we need to deal with this from a spiritual perspective.
Yes.
Let's talk about some financial competency. I think maybe budgeting is stressing you out. And now you're working all these jobs to be a single mom that you are. Can we talk about that? You're not present. You're angry and lashing out.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going through perimenopausal and no one is talking about that because you're only 34?
Right.
And so I started seeing that's where I was going more than writing those prescriptions. Mm-hmm. And guess what, Dr. T? I was getting results. Patients were coming back. They're like, girl, I didn't even need that antidepressant. You know what? Thank you. I've gone and dealt with that situation at home and I feel better.
Yes.
And I'm just like, wow.
Empowering your patients.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's what we're about. Empowering.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Because when you talk about particularly women, this stage in our lives, there's so much going on with us physically already.
Yes.
Right. And then we're going to add to the physical changes, the mental and emotional changes. Mm. And now we're just going to put a pill on top of it.
Yeah.
Which doesn't help anything that we're experiencing at that point. So I love the fact that now you get to marry all of that together.
Yes.
All of it.
All of it.
So did it require you to go back to school or what were you able to do?
I didn't have to go to school, but I did have to sacrifice and go back and get some specific certifications.
Okay.
So I was already doing a holistic approach, but from what I knew and my own individual personal research, what the Lord, you know, because some of the things he was telling me, like I'm seeing patients and he's like, this one just needs prayer. And he knew exactly who needed prayer. When they needed prayer.
Wow.
So my whole thing is, Lord, you are the great physician.
Yes.
And because my faith is my anchor, I can't separate that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I ended up doing is I went and enrolled functional medicine.
Yes.
I took my course in functional medicine that teaches going to the root.
That's it.
I also did plant nutrition. Mm-hmm. I've been doing that as well.
Nice.
Just learning about supplements, plants, herbs, essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to be able to give my patients options. That's one thing they don't have. They feel like they don't have, but that's because they don't know what's available.
Exactly.
And I want to change that.
I love it.
I want to change that. I want them to have options and then you make an educated decision.
Yes.
But it shouldn't be one-sided. We tell you what to do and yet we are not you.
Exactly.
And we don't know what's working for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole approach now. So yes, I went back on my own accord and studied some more formally so that I can have the newest, most studied guidelines to even better support my patients.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it. And I often tell clients when they come, there is no magic pill. That pill does not exist. And the truth of the matter is you already know this, being traditionally trained as a physician, that a lot of the medications, they have their root in plants and herbs, but they cannot charge for that.
That's right.
So even though the root is there for the plant and the herb, the money comes in and all of the stuff they add on top of
Absolutely.
It. So when we say that we're prescribing you a certain sleep aid to give you at its root, it may be valerian root.
That's right.
Or it may be ashwagandha.
Mm-hmm.
Or it may be lavender.
Mm-hmm.
Or it may be lemon balm or something of that nature. But then they top all of it off all of this other stuff and you have to pay $60 a pill to be able to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And so I tell clients when they come to me for counseling that, yes, you may be on a medication, but medication in and of itself won't solve the racing thoughts that you have in your mind.
There you go.
That's why therapy is important.
That's right.
And in some instances, therapy by itself won't help because there really is a chemical imbalance that we have to address.
That's right.
So I love the fact that you've taken all of your expertise and you said, I'm going to bring it under one ministry.
That's
because ministry simply means meeting the needs of the people.
Exactly. So, you know, my patients, they joke around. They say, when I go see her, I don't know if it's a pill she'll give or it's a hug or a prayer or she'll tell me to go get deliverance. You know, they joke about it. But I love when I hear that feedback because it shows me I am showing up as come and get whatever you need.
Yeah.
And it's not from me. Mm-hmm. We partner together.
Right.
And my job is just to listen and give you all your options. And of course, at the core of it, I want you to go any natural way. Why?
Absolutely.
Less side effects. It goes in accordance with our bodies. Mm-hmm. You're not going to wake up and say, I'm having issues from the lemon that I put in my water yesterday for my blood pressure. So I always go with the safest route. And to mm-hmm. be honest, it's our natural routes right. that are the safest. That's what they were designed to do in the first place. So just being that advocate, and it's a rare niche, you know, when you move but from that side to, you know, being able to mm-hmm. be, but they need that person in the middle.
Yes.
That someone that can come and not be scared to say, can I try that herb I'm growing in my backyard?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to shut you down. I want to hear about that. So what exactly are we growing? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually that's good for this and this. Why don't we try it and follow up and see if it's making you have any negative side effects? That's what patients are hungry for. People are tired.
Yeah.
Of all these medications.
We really are.
And that is the truth.
We really are. And that's actually what started me going to my functional medicine doctor last year, was that my blood pressure kept going higher and higher and higher. And I was like, there has got to be something that I can do to help mm-hmm. reduce that. Well, come to find out, it was all still tied to this wonderful gut that I have.
Absolutely.
That needed repairing, because I kept taking allergy medicine after allergy medicine after allergy medicine, and I messed up my gut microbiome.
That's right.
And so to have a Dr. Sainty to come in and say, here's how we fix this, and we're going to add a little bit of this, we're going to do a little bit of that, and it works. That's yes. the thing. It works.
Yes.
But here's the thing. You couldn't be the Dr. Sainty you are today had you not been the Dr. Sainty that you were before.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I had to get to that place, because I was like, really, Lord, you waited all these years for me to be this. Why did I have to go through residency and traditional mm-hmm. medicine? And he always reminds me, all that was in preparation
yes.
for what you're doing now.
Yes.
It was never a waste.
Yeah.
And so not only professionally, but even personally, mm-hmm. A year ago, I would not even be able to show up like this professionally. Like, the professional and the personal, they have to intertwine together.
Yes.
So you can't excel in one and fail at the other.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to pursue healing and thriving in both.
Yeah.
Because they can marry. And when they do,
it's amazing.
Oh boy.
It's amazing.
Yes, it is.
It's amazing.
Yes.
So how can people follow you? This is, like I always say, this is just us chatting. This
yeah,
is girlfriends
no.
chatting, doing what we do. But I want the people to be able to follow you.
Yeah, sure.
And how can they get in touch with you?
So they can get in touch with me on my Facebook page. Actually, it's amazing. I love that we did this today, Dr. T, because this weekend I'm going to be launching a women's community.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah, so they can follow me on my personal page, which is just my first name, last name, which I know we'll have it on there. Mm-hmm. And then this weekend I'm going to start putting together the group for the women, the community. And then in there, my goal is to have as many women in there where we can start debunking these myths, these misconceptions, mm-hmm. and start talking real talk and bring traditional medicine to the forefront and what else can be done.
Yes.
And if you're struggling, you're being told this is the only medicine for you, and the patient is like, but it makes me feel so bad. Mm. Quality of life. The Lord wants us healed and yes. live abundant lives.
That's it.
Well, how are we going to do that with 20 side effects every single day from 40 medications? And so we gotta get back to the basics and
right.
really go back to the baseline of how to live holy.
Yeah.
WHOLLY mm-hmm. as a whole, in a holistic way. And my biggest thing is educating.
Yes.
If people don't know
right.
and they don't understand, they can't be empowered.
That's it.
So that's what this community is going to start. And then from there, we'll start doing classes and then launch my coaching program after that in
love
there
it.
As
love
he wills.
Yay. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, I think for you, you have will truly not think will be, but you are truly an inspiration.
Oh.
To see how you went from a career that people dream of to say, this is not what I signed up for. And now you've turned it completely into a ministry, a true ministry that is a holistic ministry,
yes.
not just from the medical standpoint of being yes. able to handle symptoms, physical symptoms, but the spiritual,
yes.
the mental, the emotional,
mm-hmm.
and also what we eat, what we bring into our body, how we take care, how we go back to the natural part of us to cure our own selves.
That's right.
So thank you so much. Thank you for how you allowed yourself to be open to receive.
Yes, that was the biggest one.
Your true transition. Because like you said, you came to coaching for one thing.
Yeah, I was like, get me over. I need to get over this situation over here. Yeah. And you were just like, oh, okay. Yeah, let's go for that. And by session three, I was like, you asked me, so how is, I'm like, that's not even the issue. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what's going on. All of a sudden, you know, it was, the shift was mind blowing.
Yeah, but it was your transformation. And you had to go on that journey to be the woman that we see before us today.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, so thank you for your journey.
Thank you
for sharing that.
Thank you for walking me through it and rooting for me. And I just pray so many women can embrace this midlife situation and not look at it as a down moment. To me, my midlife birthed my purpose. Ooh. It birthed my ministry. It birthed, like, I was telling someone the other day, they say, the 40s, 40s is the new 50s. I'm like, girl, I'm so excited in my 40s right now.
Yes.
Because to me, it's like I have a second wind of life.
Yes.
And if people could make sure they're healing, go through coaching, go through an amazing program like yours, and find themselves through these changes they're going through, this actually could be the best days of your life. The latter can actually be better than the former. I can't thank you enough for all you did to root for me. Like you said, you guided. I had to show up. I had to do the work. But every time I showed up, you were there.
Absolutely.
And that just did it for me.
That was it. Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yay!
I'm so glad you were here. And you got to come back.
I sure will.
Okay.
Dr. Anytime.
Love it, love it.
For these tea talks.
Yes.
Anytime.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Empowered Midlife. Listen, we are going to have all of Dr. Sainty's contact information listed below. So if you want to join her Facebook group, she will make sure that she brings you in. The link will be below. Listen, follow her online. She is a conventional doctor who saw the light. And now, she is a holistic doctor here to help all of us as we navigate this beautiful thing called midlife. Until the next episode of the Empowered Midlife, remember to stay empowered.